1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is Newsmaker 3.
And the Newsmaker 3 segment features Tyler Curtis of the SOS Board as we talk about SOS Strong, which wrapped up last night.
Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. It's a beautiful morning outside. My goodness, we're going to get used to these cool mornings.
Yeah,
we're going to like the heat again. Yeah, absolutely.
I know. It was a great night last night, the way it sounds, Tyler, as SOS Strong concluded, and another solid fundraising effort here for SOS.
You're right. This was a special year for us because it is our 10th year. So this was our 10th time doing this fundraiser. First time was in 2015, and this group of guys, this group of 12 guys, did a fantastic job raising money for SOS and also sharing a lot of information about what SOS does throughout the community.
Speaking of that, these guys, I've been one of them, that have been, out and about for about a 4 to 6 weeks period in the summertime months. I think it's an eye opener for not only some of the people that are kind of on the receiving end of the conversations or those that are trying to start conversations here with the SOS Strong ambassadors, but it's really been an eye-opener for a lot of ambassadors throughout their respective process. I remember some of the things that I thought I knew about SOS that I really didn't have a good grasp on when I was raising funds for it, and I'm pretty sure that was the same case here this year.
Absolutely. It's, we always take time at the celebration dinner and at various touch points during the event and during the fundraiser to say, hey, what are you hearing? What's going on? And, as people are making gifts, as people are talking to our ambassadors and those kind of things, they'll share stories. Maybe they have a relative. Maybe they were a victim of domestic violence. Maybe their relatives were, any number of things that happened. That serve under that, wing of crisis services and children visitation and exchange centers. And, maybe they've served as a CASA advocate, or maybe they were a CASA or had somebody that was in their care as a CASA. So there's just a number of touch points SOS has throughout the community. I think it's always kind of to your point there, Chuck, it's always surprising the reach of those services and who they impact and how many people know people that have been touched and impacted by those services.
Yeah, I think the educational aspect of SOS Strong is something that's very important. A lot of learning and a lot of sharing of information of SOS, but it is indeed a good fundraiser as well. And specifically, where does this money go, Tyler?
So it goes straight into our programming, and this is a board. This is a board underwritten fundraiser. So what we do with the money is it goes straight into the budget to provide the kind of services and the kind of staffing that we need to provide those services. So the board underwrites all of we have some shirt purchases. We do some things to kind of thank the guys at the end, the celebration dinner, and that kind of stuff. But this goes straight towards our services. So it goes straight towards those staff people that are there 24/7, who are providing those crisis services at any number of any time of day, and those kind of things. It also goes towards those services where we are providing safe opportunities for children to be visited with their parents. So in a situation where things are separated, those parents can still have contact, but they have to be in a safe environment in order for that to happen. It provides those kind of services. It provides money for our CASAs to support our kids who are going through the court process and for any number of different reasons. It goes straight into our mission to serve people and those victims of domestic violence and abuse.
Now, Tyler, speaking of the board's involvement here, is this one of those things where, say, SOS department heads or, say, SOS employees would bring potential ideas here to the board as to how these funds would be used? Or what is really the board's involvement and direction when it comes to how these funds are distributed?
Yeah, I mean, the funds really go, into our overall budget. So SOS functions on certainly some grant services, some grant budgets, and those kind of things. And you know, a key part of our annual budget, just to meet our operational, you know, obligations as an organization, rely on private donors, private donations. So these funds are part of that effort, right? When we budget every year, we look at, okay, what are we going to have for grants? What could we have for grants? Like a lot of different funding sources that come from state and federal agencies, sometimes those go up, most of the time those go down. So we have to continually rely on other sources of revenue to make our services available. Sometimes we do have services that have a charge and a fee attached to it. So, you know, we're always looking for ways to accommodate people who see that fee as a burden or who are unable to pay that fee. So this really is a part of our annual efforts to make sure that we are good stewards of our dollars and can do the kinds of things we need to do as an organization.
How hard are SOS services being tapped here this summer? I'm not sure if you have any statistics to that point or not, but just how busy have SOS staffers been this year, maybe versus prior years?
Sure. Well, I guarantee our staff do not have time to sit on their hands and twiddle their thumbs. And you know that as well. Jenny probably comes home and tells you about her days at SOS.
And she doesn't give me a whole lot of information about that, too, because a lot of the stuff that she's dealing with was confidential. I just want to put that out there. But yeah, she's
really
busy.
Confidential. Absolutely they are. But, you know, in general, we feel like we're very well-staffed and adequately staffed. But at the same time, our staff are busy. And so, for example, Mary that oversees our crisis services area, I was just visiting with her the other day and the staff the other day, and she said it would be so nice if all of our employees were exempt because, you know, there are days, there are weeks when 8 hours and 40 hours don't cut it. So, you know, we're limited though to certain employees only being able to work 40 hours a week, which obviously we want to compensate them if they're working more than that. But you know, that just tells me that our staff, they're dedicated, so they're willing to do whatever it takes, and they want to do whatever it takes. But they're certainly very busy serving the clients they serve. And we could always probably use more if we could afford more. But absolutely, our staff, we're running at 110%, no doubt.
Well, Tyler, another great effort here by SOS Strong and the ambassadors here the last couple of months. Anything else that you wanted to add either about the immediate effort, the long-term impact?
Number?
Yeah. Oh, I do need to ask that. What was the brand total on that?
Absolutely. What was the number, right? What did come in? And obviously, money is still coming in. So we cut it off, but there's still some dollars there that come in. They always trickle in a little bit. And I guess before I tell you this year's number, let me tell you this. We have been doing this effort for 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So we've had 150 men participate in this effort during those 10 years. Some of those guys have done it once. Some of those guys have done it twice. We have people that have done this four or five times, which is incredible, right?
Yeah.
But over those 10 years, we have raised over $350,000 from this effort. So that in and of itself is worth a lot of kudos and a lot of praise and a lot of applause. This particular class this year, is there a drum roll out there? but this year's class contributed to that absolutely and brought in another $21,400. So I tell you what, these 12 guys, they worked hard. They did what ambassadors do every year. They get out there and they get creative. They have trivia nights. They have mystery dynamic disc boxes that they're offering. They have Kansas City tickets that they're willing to give up and auction those off. These guys did a great job, and it just adds to that over $350,000 that's been raised over the last 10 years.
Nice.
So can't thank them enough, and can't thank the community enough for getting behind these guys and supporting their efforts.
Indeed. Well, Tyler, great job again here by the SOS Strong Ambassadors, and really appreciate your time with us and the update here on how things are going
for sure.
With SOS down the hall.
Absolutely. Exactly. You share a space with them. And Chuck, you see one quite a little bit. So absolutely. We're thankful for the partnership. Thanks for giving us some time to talk about what SOS does and to thank the community as well for their support.
Tyler, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Tyler Curtis, who's board of directors, SOS. A little recap and talk about SOS Strong and all the fine work done, over $21,000. Nice effort.
Great effort. Monday, we will have Sacred Heart Principal Curtis Simons for the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20. Alex Mosikowski joins us for the Newsmaker 3 around 8:40 to 8:45, talking about the upcoming school night to join scouting.
It is 8:55, KVOE Live and Local.
The Grilled Cheese Steak Burger is back at Freddy's, featuring their signature sizzling steak burger.